Address is 31531 Justice Farm Road, Lowell, and the tax parcel ID is District 232, Map 19, Parcel 12.02. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and we also have a letter from the DLDOT Service Level Evaluation Response, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Okay, is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, come on up. All right, sir, if you give us your name, please.
Michael Milligan.
Okay, Mr. Milligan, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf, and now we would like to hear from you in your own words as to what you would like to do and why that's a good thing for us to do and what the surrounding area might be like and so on.
Well, I run a towing business. This is my ninth year. And
Mr. Milligan, if you could just pull one of those microphones a little closer, they just, or speak into it. Yeah. We need to pick it up on the recording. That's okay. All. Thanks.
Yeah, I run a towing business. This is my ninth year. Mm-hmm. And my house is located at the same property as my office.
Okay.
And I also have a fenced impound lot in the rear of my pole building for the cars to be stored.
Okay. Are there any other commercial uses around you?
No, it's all farmland.
It's all farmland.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start once again with Mr. Hopkins.
So how long have you been operating? Did you say you've been doing it for 9 years at that location?
Yes, sir.
Are you the only employer, or do you have other employees?
I have eight drivers.
Oh, you have eight drivers. How many cars do you typically might be in that in your storage area at any given time?
Probably 70.
70.
Yeah. But they rotate out on a daily, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I ship them to auction whenever the bank sends me the notification to ship the unit.
So what brings you here? Did you figure out yourself that you needed to have a conditional use, or did somebody turn you in?
It started with when I installed a electric gate at the front of my driveway.
You asked for a permit?
Yeah.
And then when you came and asked for the permit, that triggered an avalanche.
Yeah. So I'm following through with it, and hopefully I can complete it and make everybody happy.
Okay. But there's no other complaints, apparently?
This was a complaint case, and this was visited by one of our constables, and that triggered the application. So.
Well, he's saying that when he was under the impression that when he requested a permit, that somebody came out it was figured out that that's what was going on.
Possibly that might have led to this, because all I can see is that there was a complaint case generated on the system.
But the constable can generate the complaint all by himself?
I think, no, that in this case, there is a reporting person. I can't reveal the identity of the reporting person, but there is a reporting person on the file, and it's not one of our constables. So.
Well, not all of my customers are happy, so
I can imagine.
I'm pretty sure, because it's a repossession business.
Right.
So, yeah.
You mean you actually have some folks that you interface with that aren't happy about getting their car repoed?
Right. Yes. So I'm pretty sure I know the gentleman that did make a complaint, because I, repossessed his vehicle three different times. But like I said, it's nothing personal, it's business, so I don't know him, on a personal level, but.
Well, the fact of the matter is, really, I mean, you got it. That, what you're doing with 70 cars isn't complying with the code, so we got to get you squared
away. Amen.
Right, yeah.
It's all about getting in the right place.
Right, but like I said, they rotate out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to go to auction, so I don't keep Delaware resident cars no more than 6 days. Maryland customers are 21 days, so they cycle out. So
right. Do you would you say you have about six employees, drivers,
eight
drivers,
yeah.
And do they come in and park on the location, or they have their own trucks, or?
Yeah, each one had their own truck, and each one take them to their home.
Okay.
Nobody comes and gets a truck and go every day.
I got you.
Because we work different hours.
And what are the hours? Probably all hours.
All hours, yeah.
What, the drivers on the road hours?
No, the not on the road.
Coming in and out of your, coming in and out of the business.
Yeah, they come in and out at all different hours, you know, from break of dawn to the wee hours, so, yeah. I mean.
Okay. Would you want a sign?
No.
No, don't need a sign.
I mean, I try to keep it low key.
Right.
The impound's in the woods area, so I mean, you can't even see it from the road.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I drove by there today.
Yeah, I mean, you come up.
I didn't see any cars.
No. You might see my rollback sitting out in the front, but other than that, all the other snatch trucks go
home. That's why when you said 70, I said 70. They must be like Tonkas or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, cool. That's fine. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Sorry, Stevenson.
So you said they're impounded. They're in a locked-in fence area?
Yes, locked fence with razor wire and video cameras and motion lights. And two Rottweilers and one pit bull, so it's very secure.
Sure glad I didn't walk out on that property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there is signs posted, you know, stay in your vehicle as soon as you enter the gate, so there's no problems with any dog interaction with customers or somebody that might be lost, you know. So
trespassers will be another story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you said you lived there as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes. Those are all my questions.
Okay. McGee.
I don't have any.
Mr. Mears.
Do you do only repo towing, or do you?
We do
tow for, you know, violations.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we do impounds also.
Good. Yeah, good. Okay, and we don't hold it against you that you had a violation. We just try and help you.
Right, I appreciate it.
Try and get it right.
Yes, sir.
That's all I got.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything
so just
else?
Kind of following up on the last one. I mean, so all the cars, though, they're operational for the most part. I mean, you're not junking cars and keeping them there.
Nope. I don't have a recycling license. Okay. I don't scrap cars.
Okay.
Everything is bank owned or title owned.
Okay, so it's all moving through.
They go to my yard. They sit. They give the customer time to redeem the vehicle, and if they don't in that time frame, that's when they ship them to the auction to satisfy the loan of the vehicle.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right.
No,
that's all I have. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. All right, we'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
All right, appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2296, Michael Milligan? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2296? Operator, is there anybody standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2296, Michael Milligan?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
All right, sir. Thank you. Commissioners, any further questions?
Can I just ask another question of Mr. Milligan? I'm sorry if you just want to come up, but I don't want to potentially put something in a motion that doesn't work for you. Can you just come real quick? Sorry.
Have to have you up here so that the sound system picks you up.
Okay. Just with it, because I'm not, I mean, I know how repo, not from personal experience, but how they generally work. But, I mean, they're all still registered, right? I mean, they all have titles. They're not any unregistered vehicles. Because usually, like, when we do some of these, we say no junked or unregistered vehicles or trailers. I don't want to put that condition on there if it...
No, they're all titled vehicles.
Okay.
Everything's legit through, like I said, banks and title companies. And even, well, the impounds we do for a couple trailer parks, those cars, that's why they get impounded, because they're sitting there with no tags.
Okay.
Or disabled, whether it's a flat tire or if they're working on it, and they're not supposed to be in it.
Okay, all right. So that tells me probably not to include that necessarily.
Well,
yeah.
How long do those vehicles stay on your yard?
The impounds?
Yeah.
I give the customer 60 days.
Okay.
And if we don't hear nothing from them, we send them a certified letter.
So probably the longest that any one vehicle would be on your site would be 60 days?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
I just want to make sure we don't put something on in it. He said at 60 days he sends them a certified letter, and then what?
I send them a certified on 30, but I let them sit for another 30 to respond.
Okay. 60
is fine. Yeah.
Whether I get a, you know, feedback from them or not,
because
sometimes they will call after it's either disposed of or, you know, sold at an auction, so Yeah, that's the way it works. At least they have ample time, you know.
No, that's all. I just wanted to make sure we didn't box you in. That's all. So.
No, that's right.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
All right. Any further questions? No. Okay.
I tell you, it's hard to find somebody who'll tow a car and impound it.
Well, there you go. So, there's your man right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, good to know.
There you go. All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public